What actually gave you the inspiration and strength of spirit to want to dedicate yourself to follow the way?
Oh, it's just, it was suffering. Like this doesn't seem very viable. So searching. It was a real search. But I didn't know, I couldn't articulate it. Certainly couldn't articulate it, didn't really know what was going on. It was just, you know, the world and my own sense of self was very confused and confusing. Mm-hmm. And so that seeing somebody like Ajahn Chah, seeing a culture like Thailand, just really, it really struck me, like there's something here. I'd been traveling for about a year, started in Ireland and then went overland through to Thailand and going through many, many places and seeing all sorts of diverse cultures and people, and then coming to Thailand and just feeling at home immediately and just feeling something is standing out here. And, you know, to me, well, what's the predominant cultural influence? And so everywhere there's Buddhist temples and monasteries, and people are, you know, the country is like 95% Buddhist. So even if it's nominally Buddhist, it's still, the influence is there. So it's okay, I really want to. I had read about Buddhist teachings, but it hadn't really, you know, it was intellectually appealing, but it wasn't really, I didn't have an emotional connection with it. As soon as I, and then starting to meditate or practice, and then, you know, the mind getting peaceful. I said, well, this is different. So that was a motivation. I said, I want to pursue this. I want to, this is, how do I stabilize this? How do I deepen this experience? So that, and it was the motivation. And it definitely took a long time. Yeah, as I said before, that I didn't really come into, say, ordination as a monk with the idea of being a Buddhist monk for any length of time. It was just to learn more about Buddhism. But then, seeing good examples and seeing the possibility of, when somebody really dedicates it and does it, you know, it looks like there's results. And that's interesting.